Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Gulf officials meet at Camp David. U.S. President Barack Obama has updated the U.S. position on the Iran nuclear talks to Arab Gulf leaders taking part in the summit. The president hopes to ease their concerns over the potential nuclear agreement with Iran. One of Mr. Obama's top national security advisors says summit members had finished their first working session, which was focused on Iran. He said they then resumed their talks during lunch at the U.S. presidential retreat outside Washington. Burundi's presidential office says President Pierre Nkurunziza is back in the country, saying that a military coup attempted while he was in Tanzania has failed. It said security forces are looking for the coup leaders so they can be brought to justice. VOA has been unable to verify the statement. Afghan and United Nations officials say the death toll in the overnight Taliban assault on a Kabul guest house has risen to at least 14, mostly foreigners. Ayaz Ghul has more.
Four Indian nationals, two Pakistanis, an American, a Briton, and an Italian are among the foreigners confirmed dead in the hours-long assault, the most audacious the Taliban has carried out since launching its annual spring offensive last month. The victims, including women, were attending a garden party Wednesday night at the Park Palace guest house in an upscale area of central Kabul. It is not clear how many gunmen participated in the siege that ended early Thursday with security forces killing the assailants. Ayaz Gulf, Islamabad.
A boat packed with hundreds of stranded migrants have been spotted off the coast of Thailand. The International Organization for Migration says it is not clear whether the boat, believed to be populated by victims of human trafficking, is in Thai or Malaysian waters. This is VOA News. Chinese President Xi Jinping has welcomed Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi to his family's ancestral hometown for a visit expected to further boost diplomatic and economic ties. The meeting Thursday in Xi'an is seen as a gesture of goodwill between the two Asian nations who have been dealing with a long-standing border dispute. U.S. investigators are trying to determine why a passenger train was traveling at more than twice the posted speed limit before it crashed in Philadelphia. In what could be a hindrance to the investigation, the lawyer for the train's engineer says the engineer suffered a concussion in the accident and cannot recall what happened. Attorney Robert Cogan says the engineer was not on his cell phone at the time of the accident or using drugs or alcohol. Suspected Boko Haram militants have attacked the northern Nigerian city of Maiduguri. It is the first major assault on the Borno state capital in 2 months. Witnesses say hundreds of militants assaulted an area near the city's Giwa barracks late Wednesday with guns and heavy explosives. There were also reports that several suicide bombers were among the attackers. The United Nations says Ugandan Islamist ADF rebels were mainly responsible for the summary executions of at least 237 civilians in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo between October and December of last year. Nick Long reports.
On Wednesday, the head of the UN Human Rights Office in DRC, Jose Maria Aranas, gave reporters a brief summary of their findings. The main conclusion, he says, is that between October the 1st and December the 31st, summary executions of more than 230 people were carried out in a systematic, planned and premeditated way by the ADF. The report says the ADF was primarily responsible for the attacks. It says although the ADF leaders are Ugandan, most of the rank and file are Congolese, which would explain why many who saw the attackers said they spoke Congolese languages. Nick Long, Goma.
Nepalese Prime Minister Sushila Koirala says his government was not ready for a second earthquake that struck the country this week. He spoke to journalists Thursday in the town of Cherakot. Tuesday's 7.3 magnitude quake killed at least 110 people, triggered landslides, and collapsed already damaged houses. Meanwhile, the U.S. military is searching for a Marine Corps helicopter that disappeared in Nepal while taking part in earthquake relief. A spokesman for the U.S. Pacific Command said the helicopter went missing late Tuesday near Cherakot Village in one of the areas hardest hit by Tuesday's quake. Aid organizations with their own helicopters say they are also looking for the missing aircraft. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes up today. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.